You're listening to The Steve Gruber Show on MTN. More talk now.
Well, the United States has begun releasing hundreds of illegals into the country because there's no place left to put them. Our system has been completely overwhelmed by the tens of thousands coming to the border. And you have to ask yourself, is that by accident or by design? My next guest, Congressman Tim Walberg from Michigan's 7th Congressional District. Maybe he has an idea. Congressman, welcome back.
Good morning. Good to be back with you, and happy first full day of spring.
And the first full day of March Madness, of course. You have to have your brackets filled out by noon to get into the pool, right? Which is completely illegal, and of course we don't endorse that. It's a little disclaimer. We just want to make sure that's clear. Looking at the serious news, though, hundreds of people being released now. Another thousand or two will show up at the border today and tomorrow and the day after that, and there's no place to put anybody. And yet the Democrats tell us there's no crisis, nothing to see here, move along.
Well, with a little bit of fear of being categorized as entirely political on this and partisan, I'm going to take that chance, because the fact of the matter, you need to thank your nearest Democrat legislator for that. You can't just blame AOC or Omar or Tlaib or Presley or some of those that are making crazy statements. But you have to go to the general Democrat population in both the House and the Senate, with a few renegades from the Republican side, most notably in the Senate, but primarily Democrats who stood together to make sure that Donald Trump didn't receive the funding that he requested, and gave us plenty of time to rethink it and to come up with a solution that provided the dollars for not only the building of the appropriate wall places, but also securing the border with the necessary funding for all that is involved in securing a border. Push back, push back, push back, and finally force the president on his own to do it. But that's really too late to deal with what you were talking about, the number of asylum seekers, et cetera, that have been put in holding centers trying to get a grip on it. And now with an average 60,000 person population coming through our borders, our porous borders, each month now, on average, 60,000. That's another Jackson or Monroe County in my district.
That's right.
Every single month that's coming through, Monroe City, not Monroe County, but coming through. And that's a crisis. And so what do you do if you don't have place to keep them and you don't have courts still stand with the laws in the United States? We've got a problem. So I'm glad the president moved forward. I know that the House won't override his veto. I know that the Senate won't override his veto. And I hope the courts don't stand in the way of doing something that's common sense and American. And even saying to those that are coming, if you come to our country, some of you who really want to come to a nation that's so different than the nation you're coming from, because it's a nation of laws and equality and opportunity, we've got to get our act together or they're not coming to that type of country.
Yeah. So let me ask you this. You say you have to focus on the nearest Democratic lawmaker, not just AOC and those folks. And I don't disagree with you there. So I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you this, because I haven't heard anything yet, and it's about time we start hearing something. Senator Gary Peters, Democrat, who I don't know that he's ever had an original thought. He's promised to come on this program numerous times, but he's afraid to play an away game. He can't answer real questions, so I don't expect him to be here anytime soon, as he dodges me for the last several years. But he is up for re-election in 2020 as Gary Peters. And so my question becomes, all right, Republicans, who are you going to put forth here in Michigan to make it a legitimate race? Who is going to be a candidate for Senate? Tim Walberg comes to mind.
Well, I appreciate that, and certainly there have been thoughts about that in my time in the legislative process. But right now, we want the best person that can do that, the person that will give full intentionality to it and is able to move forward. And so I guess we're going to leave that to a lot of thinking and a lot of deciding. We have to get the best person.
You didn't say no right there.
Well, a politician worth his or her weight never says never. But I'm also one that wants to make sure that it's not just a personal desire, but rather it's a practical application that in the end the Republican wins, and more importantly, a conservative Republican wins. So right now I'm committed to doing what I can in the U.S. House, working for my people, finding solutions. I'm willing to work bipartisan. That's why I was given the number one rating for our Michigan delegation for the most effective lawmaker in Congress at this time of the 244 Republicans. And then from that, we want to use that to make sure that we not only stay conservative, but we can move things forward and move it in proper ways. So I appreciate your thoughts, but right now my most important function is being in the loyal opposition.
Well, I appreciate that, but it's important for Michigan to realize that, you know, we haven't had a Republican senator in this state in quite some time. I believe Spencer Abraham being the last Republican senator here. We're obviously a swing state, a state that would be better served to have at least one senator from each major party, I would believe. And I believe that there's got to be a Republican, whether it's you or somebody else who's, you know, viable. Maybe it's a Mike Bishop, a Mike Rogers. I don't know what it might be, but it's got to be somebody serious so that you can have a serious challenge to Gary Peters, who, again, is nothing more than a rubber stamp for everything that the far left liberals are foisting upon us.
Yeah, I agree, and it's entirely doable with the right person. I think we saw John James running for Senate last election, for instance, out of the clear blue, had never run for anything before. But in the end, when the dollars came in toward the end of his campaign, we saw him pick up. And frankly, to lose to Debbie Stabenow by 6 points, that was an amazing effort. And so maybe it's a John James.
And maybe it is John James. You make a great point, because the one thing that Gary Peters doesn't have is Debbie Stabenow's machine and money. I mean, that's the bottom line. He doesn't have near the machine and the money that Debbie Stabenow has built over these many years.
Or the approval rating as he sits right now. So we'll see what happens. But again, we want to, and not, it can't be a personal drive. It's got to be a political motivated drive that says the best person who can do the job and is truly, truly a conservative, and that's what I believe a real Republican is a conservative, is the one that's in that race. But for the time being, as a member of the loyal opposition, we're going to try to hold back the crazy things that are going on, whether it's the abuse of the Second Amendment, whether it's anti-Semitic issues, whether it's going after our First Amendment liberties. It's interesting. With the election, so-called election reform bill that the House Democrats put forward and passed in a party-line vote, even the ACLU agreed with me on that.
Yeah.
Particular bill.
How's that make you feel?
it's strange. It's strange, but at least they stood for the First Amendment.
Yeah.
And the violation that bill had put in place. So I think right now we can do yeoman effort in standing up to the craziness that is moving forward.
Well, hold that thought right there, because I want to explore some of these other things. I mean, I've got a whole, you know, a laundry list of odd positions that seem to be the litmus test for all the new Democrats, Beto O'Rourke and Elizabeth Warren and all of these folks. Quick break. We'll be back with Congressman Tim Walberg here on the Steve Gruber Show. Sit right there.
Are you finally ready to lose weight? I mean, for real this time. Sure, you've tried before, but when you didn't get anywhere, you gave up. Well, I have a solution. MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost. Hormonal imbalances are the root cause of not only your weight gain, but mood swings and discomfort, too. MyPureHealthSolutions.com has the technology to get to the root cause of your weight gain once and for all. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. We'll customize a program to fit your specific needs. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Wendy Block, Vice President of Business Advocacy for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber has been the state's leading business advocacy organization for the past 60 years. Every day we work with state lawmakers in Lansing to promote and support policies that are essential for job creation, economic growth, and free enterprise. Our advocacy team defends business interests and actively promotes pro-business legislative initiatives initiatives. Whether it's education, environment, healthcare, or infrastructure, we are committed to standing up for all businesses, large and small. The Michigan Chamber delivers powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members, representing 1 million employees across the state. We are proud to be the leading voice for business in Michigan.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
I'm Warren Birkenhauer, proud IBEW member. My career began as a non-union electrician. I love the work, not the pay and the lack of benefits. When I joined the IBEW, my life changed. Now I earn great wages, benefits, and I'll be able to have a good retirement. I can take care of my family the way I want to, and that matters to me. The IBEW has made a huge difference in my life. If you're a good electrician looking to get paid what you're actually worth, then there's room for you in the IBEW.
Electricians wanted. Visit IBEWMichigan.org. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and IBEW Michigan.